Now, what about the folks who are trying to invest their money and maybe get it to increase, watching prices too with the Iraq situation driving up gasoline prices? What else will happen? John Taylor is with us from Stern, Agee & Leach to talk about that and other things. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning. And the experts, whoever they are on Wall Street, say that this could be a week where we could have some increased volatility as the markets focus on two things. Of course, what's happening in Iraq and also the Fed meeting this week. We'll talk about that in just a minute. In fact, as we speak, Dow futures are down about 45 points before the market opens. Now, on Friday, a decent day. Dow was up 41, NASDAQ up 13, S&P up 6. But what is going on, of course, is what's happening in Iraq, and it's pushing oil prices up. In fact, energy prices last week saw their strongest gain in a bit, and it pushed energy stocks up. And we kind of don't focus on this too much anymore, and that is OPEC, and we may not realize this, but Iraq is the number two producer in OPEC, and even more so, Iraq is projected to provide 60% of the production growth of OPEC over the next few years. And so what happens in Iraq is critically important, and we've seen Brent prices spike up to over $114 a share. Some experts say it could go to 120 before the end of the week. We'll see what happens. Later this week, the Fed meets. In fact, starting tomorrow, the Fed has a two-day meeting, Tuesday and Wednesday. Everybody follows what the Fed's doing, of course. After the Wednesday meeting, after the Fed's made their announcement, Janet Yellen, the new chairperson of the Fed, will have her second-ever press conference. Will the Fed taper another $10 billion? Will the Fed give us any guidance about rate hikes and when they might go up? Well, we don't know. And also this week, we get some housing numbers, housing starts. We also get numbers on building permits and a number of other things. So it could be a very interesting week. And here's an interesting announcement this morning. Medtronic. Now, Medtronic is a Minneapolis-based company that's the world's largest producer of medical devices. They make hip implants and all kinds of things. But they're buying a company called Covidien. And Covidien is based in Ireland, but it used to be a U.S. company. In fact, it was based in Massachusetts until about 2009, and then they moved to Ireland. One of the things that Medtronic is after in trying to buy Covidien is they want to do what's called a tax inversion, which will allow Medtronic to be headquartered in Dublin, Ireland. And why are they after that? Well, Dublin's corporate tax rate is 12.5% versus the United States here. The maximum tax rate is 35%. Covidien's also a healthcare company, makes all kinds of devices. They're going to pay about a 30% premium. It's a $43 billion deal. Now, this is something that's troubling to a lot of lawmakers because we're seeing many U.S. companies looking at establishing headquarters overseas to save on corporate taxes. You might say they're really bad citizens for doing that, but perhaps the problem is our crazy tax laws in this country. And by the way, it affects us here locally. Ingersoll Rand is the parent company of Trane, which is one of our nice employers here in town. Well, they moved several years ago. They're also headquartered in Dublin, Ireland. In fact, it looks like there are maybe several hundred U.S. companies contemplating moving their headquarters out of the U.S. to save on corporate taxes. Let's talk about healthcare for just a minute. The Commonwealth Fund, that's a private foundation. They've released their new survey of healthcare systems of, quote, first world countries. The United States comes in dead last when you consider everything. It considers things like quality of care, access to care, but also what they're spending on it. Now, the United States, even though they spend more than any other first world country, our results are dead last. In fact, last year, according to the Commonwealth Fund, United States spent over $8,500 per capita in health care. That's 17.7% of GDP, gross domestic product. Our neighbor just to the north, Canada, only spent $4,522 per capita and had much better results. Let's hope that the Affordable Care Act maybe reverses that trend. And here's another data breach. P.F. Chang's Bistro says that there's been a data breach involving thousands of credit and debit cards, and not their branded cards and debit cards. What happened was this, is that hackers were able to get into cash registers at retail locations, and they plant software there. And that software records data from that magnetic strip on the back of your card. And then that data is then re-encoded onto new plastic cards and used by thieves to buy goods and services worldwide. B.F. Chang says they've launched an investigation cooperating with the U.S. Secret Service and a third-party group of forensic experts. And, of course, we talked a week or two ago about the fact that the technology is going to change with credit cards, that data strip on the back of your credit card is really antiquated. It hasn't been used in Europe, for example, in years. That's why, for example, Sam's recently announced a new co-branded MasterCard that's going to have the new technology, which is an embedded chip, which means that these hackers won't be able to do these kinds of things. But we continue to see, of course, it began with Target last fall, real concern about data breaches when you use your credit or debit cards.
John, just to look over something you said, Did you say several hundred corporations looking into move out of the United States because of corporate taxes?
Yeah, and it's interesting. Congress's response to this is we got to figure out a way to keep them from doing it. Instead of asking the logical question is, what's wrong with our tax system that's forcing some of our best companies to move abroad?
Correct. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Well, he'll give you some ideas with your finances if you like. He'd certainly be happy to visit with you right here in Fort Smith. It's local. Or you could call him if you wish, 479-782-2527.